Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get today's show started, I got to remind you that Carnival of Combat is just around the corner. Saturday, November 4th, myself versus Tim Butterly, 3 rounds of action, a boxing match for the ages, plus a lot of other incredible action as well, including Crack Amico versus Dylan and the co-main event, Alex Stein versus Mike Harrington. Bunch of other fights, fan fights as well. Go to carnivalofcombat.com to grab tickets, to watch the pay-per-view, or to sign up for the fights yourself. Carnival of Combat, happening Saturday, November 4th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Go to carnivalofcombat.com right now for tickets.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jason Ellis.
How's it going, everybody? This is a big deal. I've been trying to organize people getting punched in the face in a funny fashion for 2 years. I did it for 20 years, and then somebody reported me to the Athletic Commission, and then they said, you're not allowed to do Ellis Mania in Nevada anymore.
Bullshit.
And, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. And then we went through all this bullshit. And then they're going to make us do amateur fights. And I was like, that's even cooler because I just want you guys to experience what it's like to fight without giving your whole brain and body to that career. If you have one or two fights at Ellis Mania, you probably still have all your brains. It's that whole 10, 15 years of it where you end up like me. So it's just a dabble. It's fun. But it's been a tough road. At one point, I was like, it might be over. I think it might be over.
And then Lewis, my manager, all these other people that put in a lot of work and somehow out of nowhere they came up with the idea, Kung Fu, can you get in trouble for that? No. So we're doing Kung Fu here, but we found a place. I really hope this works today, you guys. I mean, if you're fighting today, just remember, you know, like I know it sucks to get hurt, but it's funny. That's what I think. You guys, I fought Shane Carwin. I knew what was going to happen, but I was like, imagine being a drunk guy on mushrooms in the crowd, and this tattooed guy gets knocked out by Shane Carwin. That is f***ing entertaining. That's what I thought anyway. So anyway, Carnival of Combat in Florida. It's going to happen. It's a real thing. All the Ellis Mania fights are on the card. And then, of course, we have several actual real fights between Tim Butterly and Louis J. Gomez. They both have butt buddies and all they've got teams somehow. Louis loves teams. Louis also loves to do things like the UFC, and I look more like Dana White than him, so that's why I've got the microphone right now. He's going to be doing open workout in the boxing ring today at 3 o'clock. Also, everybody that wants to fight today, fighters meeting is going down at the ring at 3 o'clock as well. So Lewis will be prancing around like a f***ing asshole trying to tell him, look at me, I'm in the UFC. And you guys can all celebrate that. Maybe he'll sign your gloves or something. And then off to the side of the ring, myself and Eddie and Josh, I got a bunch of pros here that are going to assess you, make sure that you're going to be okay. And then also, we're going to give you a lot of pointers on how to not get hurt or really hurt somebody else. Because you can kick the shit out of people today, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't say, we can't punch you in the head, but they didn't say how hard we could kick you. So we're going to kick you. A lot. Crane kicks are acceptable at Alice Mania Kung Fu, as long as they're not in the head. Crane kick here. Not here. That would be bad. That is a point deduction. So anyways, a lot of stuff happening. I got a lot of people coming up. I think I've covered everything. Oh yeah, thanks to Yo Kratom for sponsoring this event and Carnival of Combat. That is a really big help, straight off the bat, without even really knowing what we're going to do therein. So that is very exciting. I appreciate that. I believe I can get a set enough, right? Yeah, okay, so let's get the dickheads up here that are all going to fight for you. They've all been training. Let's get Luis J. Gomez, Tim Butterly, and team. Everybody take a seat. What? Sorry. Individual fighters. Luis J. Gomez and Tim Butterly. And then...
God damn it, Jason.
Jermaine Neighbors versus Niamh Ali. Paco versus Danny Duds. Dylan Negri versus Crackamico. Harrison versus Alex Stein. Here they... Oh, my God.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
Wait. That's really exciting.
Yo, these your fighters, Lewis? Lewis, these your fighters?
Wait, who's fighting that guy?
These motherfuckers eating bananas and shit on fucking...
Lewis refused to come on stage. He said, give me a cool intro. And it was for this.
Yeah.
For that, yo. Yo, this guy's a fuck. Look at this.
Yo, dude.
That
is a Hawaiian ass. Right. That is all the power that Danny Dubs is going to feel on November 4th. Right there in that ass right there.
Oh, no,
Team Rattlesnake, dude. Baby boy.
Oh,
Team Rattlesnake,
dude.
Baby boy.
Oh, they somehow invented a gayer haka.
Wait,
yo,
those
Hawaii
two are fighting?
Stays taking
All right, let's have some organization. All right, so the fights that are happening at Carnival
losers,
Combat, man. It's going to be Jermaine Neighbors right here versus Niamh Ali. And we did this just for the racist fans. We wanted to see a black person lose at Carnival of Combat.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed to happen now.
Right.
That's the thing about having a white audience. There's nothing more exciting than muscly black guys going after each other.
Dude. And then in our next matchup, it is going to be the great Paco.
Damn. Show me who you are.
Versus Danny Dubs.
Yeah!
Whoa.
What weight class is this?
What weight class? Jamar and Naeem, what weight class are you guys fighting at?
Yeah, take a seat, grab a microphone.
What are we, 185? What's that? What are we?
Somewhere like, I'm 184 right now. So.
Yeah. Wait, but you guys are
180, 184.
Are we all fighting at the same weight?
Yeah,
like
we all around the same weight.
Around
the same weight.
So
yeah,
what's the margin of too far?
Well, Naeem, how much do you weigh?
Like 186 right
now.
Yeah,
these guys are good. They're ready.
Yeah, we're good. We already at weight.
Yeah, like 185.
Okay, so everybody else is pretty close.
And then Paco, how much do you weigh?
Here,
grab the microphone.
Like 174 right now.
Danny Dubs?
168.
Yeah.
Get down a little bit?
We agreed to 165, right?
Oh, okay, good,
yeah.
Good.
Beautiful. And then also we have, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dylan. They're booing you, Dylan. They're booing you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
He's entitled. He's rich. He's like the Paul brothers with no talent.
He's just a boy, man.
He's like the Dylan Dennis of
versus
of
Crack Amico, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go, Crack.
Whoa. Guys.
Crack. Stand your ground, Crack.
That's right, Dylan.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah,
let's
go.
It's the Wigger fight, folks.
Yeah, Crack!
Oh, dude.
Let's go!
Wiggers!
Wiggers!
Wiggers! Wiggers!
It's the Wigger fight, folks.
I'm glad somebody gets it.
And in our co-main event, we have three-time Ellis Mania champion, Mike Harrington.
He had two shirts.
What does it say? It's an AOC shirt.
The AOC shirt!
And
he is, the AOC shirt!
He's fighting Alex Stein, everyone. The notorious Alex Stein.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Woo!
Let's go!
God damn.
Hell yeah. Fucking go, bro.
Save it for November. Save it for November.
November 4th, ladies
November
and gentlemen.
November 4th.
Alex Stein.
I really hope you win, Harrington. All right. Main event, everybody. Make some noise for Louis J. Gomez. Versus the man, Tim Butterly. Make some noise for your main event, everybody. Tim Butterly, Louis J. Gomez.
Let's fucking go.
You guys are gay as me. That's crazy.
We are, Jason.
Who isn't
I've seen
gay
your,
now?
I've seen your OnlyFans. We are not as gay as you. That was pretty gay, but not quite as gay as Jason.
Yo, it made it so much gayer that we didn't actually kiss. I got to feel the temperature of your mouth. Ew, dude.
Dude, I backed down from no challenge and no man, no matter how gay or not.
Yo, dude.
We haven't, by the way, we haven't decided technically on any of these rules. What weight class are you guys fighting at?
225.
225
in Harrington. How much
are you now? Like 235.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're good right now. And Alex, how much do you weigh?
I'm 220 right now. So we're
Alex
good.
Is in shape, dude.
Let's go. I'm ready to freaking fight, Mike. And, you know, honestly, Mike, no, let's be real. Mike is tough, guys. Anybody that ugly and that bald, they know how to fight. That's just how life works. But you're a hell of a young man, and you got a great wife, you got a great kid, and I'm sorry that they're going to grow up without a dad. And I'm sorry. I mean that. And I will, no, I just want to say I will pay $400 a month for the eternity until your kids turn 18 at least. In the Mike Harrington Child Support Fund. So, hold me to that in case I try to, you know, renege.
I just hope your wife and Don Terrius have
money. No, do not talk about my wife and her boyfriend. Do not bring my wife and her boyfriend into this. This is between you and me, Dylan Dennis. Just because my wife is a whore, do not bring that up. I'm not Logan Paul. I like it when my wife gets anal from a black man. All right? So your gypsy games are not going to work on me, son. Not tonight.
Sit down. Have you trained? Are you a trained boxer?
No, I'm trained. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not.
His wife's had a train.
How many?
Oh! Don't say that! Darlene is pregnant right now!
Harrington! Harrington! Harrington!
Alex Stein!
Oh, fuck.
Boo.
Come on, do it for my wife.
So what we're going to do for all of the undercards, these guys are fighting two-minute rounds, and then if it has to go to overtime, they're going to fight another two-minute round. For me and Butterly, we haven't officially decided how many rounds, what the time limits are. I don't know.
Three threes, pussy.
Dude, I'll do three threes in a heartbeat.
Do a real boxing fight.
I'll agree to it right now. Three-minute rounds.
Please, three-minute
Let's
three
fucking go, baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, Eric, can you make sure our microphones are working?
I've got one right here. No, none of these are on. Hello?
I think
yellow.
Monitors aren't working very well. Okay. You guys can hear us okay?
Okay.
Obviously that killed whatever momentum we were going to carry just then. Yeah, Lewis, you're actually kind of fucked, dude. Hey, Lewis, here's the thing that you don't understand, dude. I'm working my fucking ass off.
Hey, I do want to say, you guys didn't see it because they got glasses on, but when they faced off, Tim Butterly did not look Lewis in the eyes.
There's fear. There might be fear.
That's autism. That guy. Shout out that guy.
You can't break eye contact if you never make it.
All right, let's take a quick break from all of this craziness and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. And I'll tell you right now, if you guys are trying to lose weight, if you're just trying to stay in shape, if you just don't have time, Factor Meals is the answer. They have so many different options depending on the type of diet that you have. I do keto very often, right? So they have so many different keto options. They have low-carb, low-fat. If you want vegan meals, they have vegan meals. They have literally everything you need. And they send you all of these restaurant-quality meals right to your door, and they microwave in just 2 minutes. There's no prep. It's not like they send you the ingredients and you got to sit there with your girlfriend and prep all these. No, it's not that. You microwave them in 2 minutes, and it is absolutely delicious. I'm going to tell you right now, they have everything you could imagine. They have 34 plus weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse, filet mignon. These are all ready in just 2 minutes, guys. They have lunch options, breakfast options. They have snacks, anything you need. This is a really, really great meal plan. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be what I'm going to use to stay in shape, because being on the road, it is one of the most difficult things in the world to go on the road, come home, keep stuff in the fridge, cook for yourself. I go broke ordering takeout all the time. This is an inexpensive way to stay healthy, to eat delicious food. It really is great. So right now, all you got to do is go to factormeals.com, F-A-C-T-O-R, meals.com/RAP50, and use the code RAP50. You're going to save 50% off today. Once again, that is code RAP50 at factormeals.com/RAP50 to save 50% off this amazing meal plan. All right, where were we? I'm legitimately pumped to do this. Here's the truth. Tim is a friend. It's hard to want to fucking get motivated to hurt a friend, but
no, it's not.
Not at all, dude.
Well, you know what, dude? That kind of hurts my feelings now.
Yeah, I feel the opposite. I go, wow. You know, I consider Lewis one of my best friends. I can't wait to smash his fucking face.
I've been training harder than I've trained for anything in my entire life. And I just don't think that Tim Butterly has the same fucking dog in him that I have. And that is just the truth. I don't know what your background is really, Tim, but you didn't grow up the way that I grew up.
He has one thing you don't have.
What? You don't? Yo, did you hear? Yo, he's from fucking Kensington. He from where all the dope fiends at. He from where?
Doggy, I'm from Paterson, New Jersey.
What the fuck is that?
We shit on Kensington, doggy.
Yo, fuck out of here, Kensington, bro.
He's got kids.
Are you out of your mind, bro?
Bro.
His neighborhood was on fucking Drugs, Inc. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
your neighborhood
your
neighborhood was never on there, Lewis.
There's people.
His mom died and he was cool with it.
Woo! Bang,
this is
bang.
Seriously psychotic stuff. What?
Are you guys still going
to go to a doctor
dad?
And seek mental health?
Yeah, so by the way, the way this fight's working, if you guys don't know, the loser of this fight is going to be legally adopted by the winner. So it's the Who's Your Daddy match. And we're legally doing this. We've looked into it already. In Florida, it's actually way easier to do shit like that than you think.
I know. I might actually human traffic you in Florida. I'm looking forward to being a fucking... You need a strong role model in your life.
Yeah.
I think your biggest problem is that you hop from dude to dude just fucking dick eating for your entire existence, dude.
Hey,
I'm ready to be a fucking... I'm ready to be a fucking male pillar that you can look in front of and say, my God, dude, the path is laid in front of me.
Tim.
Yes, Jason.
Can I ask you what your game plan and prediction is for this fight?
I mean, I'm going to squeeze my fists for 6 minutes and try to fucking break his face. I mean, dude,
well,
I'm a fucking retard.
I'm
going
to squeeze mine for 9 minutes, motherfucker.
What is your plan, considering Tim doesn't have one?
My plan is to outwork Tim. My plan is to punch harder than Tim. My plan is to punch Tim in the face more than he's punching me in the fucking face and to break his spirit. Tim is not making it out of the second round. I fucking promise you that. I promise you that.
Sounds like a real technical battle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna punch.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait till second 15 of the first round, and it's just two guys with their eyes closed, swinging haymakers. In the corner between rounds, you're like, come on, dude, seriously.
Hey, what about...
Dude, bring it down a little bit. No, for real, you're making me look bad.
Yo, it's a show. Hey, come on.
If it's a draw in the third, do you guys want to do...
Competitive 69. Competitive 69. First guy to come loses.
A one-minute round?
1 minute sudden death. If it's a tie after the third, I mean, it's gonna probably not be a sure. But I'll do a 1 minute sudden death. Yeah, but Jason, you're just gonna make it a tie after the third. You piece of shit. I already know what the plan is.
I'm not fighting. I'm watching you. It's fun when people are gassed.
No, we have real judges.
I'm saying if it's really close, wouldn't you rather a 1 minute round to really decide? Even if like let's say it's proper judges and they go, yeah, Tim won. Would you rather? A sudden death, 1 minute.
Dude, I'll do fucking 10 rounds. I don't give a shit. I'm
I just
down.
Want
whatever
it to be.
It is.
I want it to be sure.
Whatever the rules are, the rules are.
Well, that's never been a rule, but I want to add it.
All right, let's do it. I'm down. If Tim's down, I'm down.
I think you would both rather know who really won, and if it got to so close that.
It ain't getting into the third round, so you could add another 15 fucking sudden death rounds. It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you right now.
Tim, do you think you can win this? Because I really need you to win this. You don't seem confident.
It's not that I'm not confident. Like, first of all, Jason does not like me.
The fuck is that? I really like you.
I've been trying to be Jason's friend from the second I met him, and this guy can't fucking stand me. He doesn't need me to win this, dude. He fucking hates my guts.
No, Jason Jason is depressed. Alex Stein came up to Jason just now outside. He was like, dude, I'm so excited to meet you. Jason went, yeah. And then he turned away from him.
Yo, dude.
That was it.
Literally, I'm like, hey, man, a big fan. He's like, thanks. Okay, bye. And turned away. I mean, dude, no love, Jason.
I'm fucking depressed, dude.
He's just depressed.
Dude, we're going to get Colin Thompson.
Jason, what's your plan for pulling out of this? What's your plan for getting it back together and pulling out of this depression?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your shit? Because I'm rooting for you, dude. Yeah, I need you to win.
Jason, I actually believe you.
We fucking love you.
I really do.
You're the fucking sickest guy in the world.
Jason is the fucking man.
I need to believe, bro.
Yeah, I believe I'm going to be great.
I thought I was going to have a new... I met Jason. I was like, here comes the new coolest guy I know. And I was just like, oh, fuck. He thinks I'm fucking gay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
I think the biggest question mark right now out of all these fights, it's Kraken Miko versus Dylan. I got to be honest with you.
What question is there? It's going to be a win. It's not going out the first round.
Yeah.
What have you ever won in your fucking life, pussy? What have you ever won?
Didn't you
Crack, if your hands are anything like your songs, they're weak.
Oh, you one that means they get...
Here's
you
a
mean the ones that get more views? Yeah, good one, bro. You mean the one that gets more views than any of the shit you've ever done? That shit's weak.
Hey, you're a rapper for Lewis's second biggest podcast.
You're a
not
TikToker,
even the main
you
one.
Bitch. Shut the fuck up.
That would hurt, huh? About?
Yo, these guys, they really don't like each other. I gotta be honest with you.
No, everybody hates him. Well, he just doesn't like me.
Buddy, you're an industry plant for Luis J. Gomez. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, you mean the same podcast where you got bitched by Dalton Pruitt, a motherfucker? Motherfucker who can't even control his own fucking mind beat you. How does that feel? How the fuck does that feel, pussy? Shut the fuck up.
Well, if you remember that,
well,
I wanted to fight him.
In front of in your
I wanted
life,
to fight
bitch.
Him. When have you ever been
shut
inside
your
the
bitch
ring?
Ass up?
Yes, dude. Yes.
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 November 4th. Yes. November fucking 4th.
That's a real fight.
Wait, crack, 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 crack.
Crack. Wait.
Let me say this. Dylan just accidentally started a crack chant by trying to get Crack's attention.
He's fully hypnotized a month in advance.
Dude, Crack, I'm waiting for my thank you. When are you going to thank me, dog, for your first headlining gig?
What the fuck does that even mean? We're not headlining. Lewis and Tim are, you dumbass.
Damn dude.
Co-headlining is in the word, bro.
You don't think about shit you say, bro. Just close your mouth.
Alex Stein and up.
Find a new TikTok trend. Maybe you'll make it this time, brother.
Dude, find a new fucking comedian to rap about. Wait, why do you have to rap about Lewis? Is the career before you had nothing to rap about? What happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Any more interview questions, dumbass?
I fucking love it. Maybe this should be the main event.
Buddy, I've seen you in the green room. This ain't you. Crack, this ain't you.
All right, what are you? Explain what you are.
Because nobody fucking wigger, dude.
Nobody knows why you're here, bro. Nobody's here to see you. You think one person came excited to see your bullshit?
Buddy, you every time you perform, there's seven people in the audience. What are you talking about?
Listen up, y'all. When I say
you think people
money,
came out for Crack and Nico?
Shut up, you fucking cunt.
Shut the fuck up, you bitch.
Hey, crowd, who likes me and fucking hates me?
Who likes me? Who likes me?
Well, I guess we're all surprised. Hey, when I say daddy money, y'all say Jew boy. Daddy money.
Jew boy.
Daddy money. When I say daddy money, y'all say Jew boy. Daddy money.
Jew boy.
Daddy money.
Jew boy.
Bitch.
Damn.
You ain't playing with me, man.
Damn.
Y'all gotta stop playing with me.
No.
This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
November,
on them no. Broward County Tic Tacs, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, November 4th, CarnivalOfCombat.com.
And that ain't
get
even the fight.
Get those tickets.
That ain't even
be
the fight,
be there in
bitch.
The front row. I'm telling you right now, this is real fucking hatred. This is the one that I see. And by the way, these are the two guys that I think have not trained at all. At all. I don't think they're training at all. I mean, Dylan's trained a little bit with us. Crack, are you training?
Here and there. I'm athletic. Y'all believe
Doug,
whatever
it's
I tell
all of
you,
the
so.
Fucking
I'm telling
energy.
You right now, if there's a betting for this, put your money on me. That
can
dude's
I,
a fucking
can I,
fraud.
Can I make one stipulation? I think that
good
you
one.
Should both have to fight while wearing slides and white socks. And basketball shorts.
They should both be crossing over an invisible basketball the entire time.
Yeah, y'all can move on. This one's
wait,
over.
Crack. Real question. Have you ever actually played sports once in your life?
Yeah, I played a lot of sports.
What'd you play? What'd you do? Like, real, like in high school or something?
This ain't about me, bro. This is about you.
No, it's Cracked versus Dylan. You're yeah. half of the name, dog. So you haven't played sports. You're not athletic.
No, I've played a lot.
You're just
of
a
sports.
Rapper for Luis J. Gomez.
I've played a lot of sports.
Okay,
are you
cool.
Listening to what
I'm
the fuck
saying
I'm
November 4th. November 4th.
Dylan, you're on my team, but you keep on saying like being a rapper for me is a bad thing. I think that is a great thing that you did. A really amazing thing that Cracked me.
You're just a rapper for some fucking guy?
This guy plays basketball with Big J and thinks he's a fucking athlete. Yeah. The fuck sports did you play? You D1 or some shit? Shut up.
All right, we got to talk about our brand new sponsor, which is Backscape. This is the shit, dude. I'll tell you right now, people don't know this about me, but I got a little scraggly back hairs, and they're very unsightly. A woman does not want to feel her hands on your back and have back hair on you, and that's why Backscape was invented, okay? Your girl's probably grossed out because of your ugly back hair, and I'm going to tell you right now, you should be embarrassed. Here is the solution, okay? It is the fastest growing male grooming company on the planet, and it is hassle-free back grooming. You can do it in the shower before you get dressed. You can do it at the gym. You can do it solo. You don't have to ask anyone to help you. Usually I ask my girl, I'm like, hey, babe, can you shave my back? She pukes in her mouth every time. She pukes in her mouth every time. She does not want to do that, but she does it because she loves me. But I got to be honest with you right now, she never has to do it again because Backscape is my new girlfriend. If I could marry my Backscape, I'd marry my Backscape. It takes 5 minutes to be completely back hair free. You can look like a fucking werewolf on your back. This thing's going to take care of you. Just go to Backscape.com. That's BAKSCAPE.com/rap. And use the promo code RAP to save on your order. Once again, that is promo code RAP to save today at backscape.com/RAP. B-A-K. Leave off that last C for savings. BAKSCAPE.com/RAP. Use that promo code RAP to save today. All right. Where were we? Now listen. The most competitive fight probably in terms of skill set wise, I think it's going to be Jamar Neighbors versus Naeem Ali.
I
both
won.
Of these guys.
I won. Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Both of these guys have a decent amount of experience boxing.
Yep.
Naeem, talk to me about your experience boxing, because both of you guys are a mystery as well. Like, we're all like, holy shit, what's going to happen here?
We're going to have some fun. That's what's going to happen here. What you mean? We're going to have a lot of fucking fun. I've been training for this my whole life. My whole life.
Fuck.
yeah. My whole goddamn life.
I don't know.
Wait, nigga, not the whole life, not
my
me,
whole
nigga.
Life.
I'm nigga, I do art. I ain't going to lie, but, you know.
Nah, bro.
Hey, I spar with Jamar's.
Hey, Jamar. Don't be telling him my shit.
Nah, I'm not going to. Jamar's slow and weak.
Terrible fucking.
Man, yeah.
We going to find out.
How much experience do you have, Naeem?
I started boxing when I was like 6.
Fuck.
I got
and look, he, by the way, he's 57 years old.
Nigga, I went to a foster home when I was 7.
All right, look.
And I had five autumn group home ass kids.
When I saw the flyer, I was offended. I got a 14-3 fucking amateur boxing record, and y'all had my name.
Oh, my God.
My name, the smallest name on that bitch. And nobody else up there got an amateur. Don't none of y'all got a boxing book. None of y'all got a fucking shit.
No,
and I got
one.
The tiniest name.
14-3.
On the whole goddamn thing.
Dude, he's angry now. He's going to prove something. Fuck Jamar.
Yeah, this nigga's crazy. Good. Hey, I want to know with one knockout against a really fat nigga. But I did what I was supposed to do to that.
Yeah! Let's go. What the fuck is up with this boy, yo?
Hey, you're next.
This creep.
What's your problem? Yo, get your hey Jamar, get your man. He bugging. He up here with his drawers in his ass, running up, grabbing shit off the floor. What's up with him?
But he's cool.
Get his life together,
he's cool
bro.
As fuck.
But he's a cool
he's
guy.
He's just comfortable with his sexuality. That's how much of a man he is, dude.
Oh no, that's not comfortable.
He's just he's showing his cheeks.
You know, I spar people like with that kind of record before. Yeah. And I came out real good.
You came out good.
Yeah. I sparred bare knuckle champions, Russians, all them niggas. I knocked out a nigga. I knocked out a nigga that Gennady Golovkin knocked out before.
Naeem, who did your dad spar with?
My dad. What are you talking about? My dad killed the white man. He ain't sparred with nobody. My dad fought with bullets. You see what I'm saying? He ain't fight with fists, bro. He shot motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
I'm different. I'm nicer than him. You see what I'm saying? I'm a nicer man than him. I use these.
My brother's a Crip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Both
I got Jamar to keep on trying to one-up.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it's hard, nigga. Crip. This nigga said that he beat up 6 cops in Philly one time. And
I did.
And go ahead.
I did. And look, bro, listen. I ain't even tell you that. Other motherfuckers on the internet told you that.
Yeah.
I ain't even tell you that, but that's true.
And I said, man.
Wait, how come you're not in jail?
No, they should have shot me, but they didn't. What happened was.
Wait, they shot you?
They should have shot me, but they didn't.
But how come you're not in jail for assaulting 6 police officers?
I mean, well, because at the end of the day, they started it, bro. I mean, they was wrong. They grabbed my lady. So this is what happened. I'm going to tell you the whole story. My lady's about to fight another bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Don't even fight this bitch. It's crazy right now. And then the cops came up, and they grabbed my lady like, yo, you going with us. And then I did this to the cop. I said, excuse me, sir. She didn't even do anything yet. And then he swung his baton. And then that's when everything started, and I fucked up 6 of them. And they all charged me twice with assault on the officer, but I ended up
but
beating
you got
it.
Off.
Yeah, I beat it. I beat
you
it in
beat
court.
You beat the 6 cops.
I beat that shit in court.
This
I never heard of that.
This.
Hey yo, wait. Hey yo, wait. And this, hey look, and this ain't even on no police hate shit. Shout out to fucking Officer Shanks. He went to Afghanistan and came back, and he was like, yo, he a good kid. He in college. He don't like. He shouldn't even get locked up for this. Like the cop.
Wait, were you a soldier?
One of the cops that I beat up. Was the one that came to court was like, no, let him off. Like we started this.
Were you in the army or something?
He respected
your
hands.
No, he was in the army. He can't. He went
you were never in.
I was in college. No.
I'm just trying to understand why they let you off.
I don't know why either, bro. One of the cops came back.
Guys, you gotta get this mic, son. One of the cops that was involved in the incident vouched for him and said he was like, he's not a bad kid.
He's a college kid. Just let him go.
That's how much fear that he put into that cop. That cop was like, no, dude, he's cool, dude. Please let him off.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about me. My girl right now, she runs an art gallery off Melrose.
Oh, hell yeah.
She
nice.
Bad. She bad.
Yo, support your local artist.
Yeah, that and shit. I ain't never beat up like 6 cops, but I fought niggas in the group home before. It'd be like 9 of them in there. The
hell
bitches
yeah.
too, nigga.
What's the most people you've ever beat up at once?
What'd you say?
The most people you've ever beat up at once.
Yeah, how many orphans have you beaten up?
Like 4.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
But
nice.
One of the niggas bit me, my nigga, and that's the only reason I went down, because them niggas be biting and shit. I beat up 9 Mexicans in Highland Park one time, but it's not 6 cops.
That doesn't count, yeah.
With batons and
no,
shit.
No, cops don't know how to fight, though. They don't.
Huh?
They don't know how to fight. They was fucking crowding around me like I was a fucking untamed lion. They was like... They were doing shit like this.
They were probably all fat as fuck, too.
Yeah, they was fat, yeah. Was no weapons cops.
On you and shit. They pull out, like, batons. And
no,
they,
I don't think I've ever heard.
The first cop put out a baton, and he swung it, and I hit that shit. And then I said, yo, what are you doing?
Like, you ever seen a UFC press conference where the fighters talk about how they've assaulted a lot of people on the street, and that's the reason they're going to win the fight? This is a whole new argument. I've never seen it before. It's cool.
Fucking Carnival of Combat, Jason Ellis.
Uh-huh.
I want to real quick.
Let's fucking go.
I saw him wrestle with Paco backstage, and he did a little thing where he was like, we was kind of like this or whatever, and I was at the like, word. Say word.
So Paco's fighting Danny Dubs. I'm excited about this matchup as well. This is another one. It's a big question mark, because I'll tell you right now, Paco, when I met him, was an actual, like, a pussy. It was crazy.
I still am.
No, dude. Paco got pretty good. Paco has committed to fucking boxing more than probably anybody else on the team. Danny Dubs, what's your experience? You have experience with Muay Thai, right?
Yeah. Got 4 years training Muay Thai.
four years of Muay Thai.
What about boxing now? Have you been boxing?
Yeah.
How much?
I'm up to... My coach is with me.
Your coach is here
right
now.
I train every day.
Hell yeah. Have you guys trained since you've been here?
Yeah.
We got fighters on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. We
we got fighters over here. You got these clowns.
Nigga, I went to clown school for 4 years, nigga. I'm not going to even lie to you, my nigga.
We have trained every day since we've been here. We got up every single morning since we've been here.
Both days? That's pretty fucking cool, man.
We are committed, dude.
Yeah, and he's been drinking every night, too, so he's ready to go.
I forgot we were doing an open workout, and I started drinking whiskey on the regs, so I'm going to puke during the open workout. It's going to be pretty dope.
There's going to be vomit at the open workout.
Without a doubt. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being the official Delta 8 sponsor of this entire network. If you guys like to get stoned and you want to do it legally and have it shipped right to your door, grab it from YoDelta.com. They have vapes, they have gummies, and they get you super fucking high. I'll tell you right now, if you ever see me smoking a vape and you see me smoking them all the time, that is my YoDelta 8 THC. I was surprised how well it works. I thought it was going to be some sort of like over-the-counter crappy weed alternative. That is not it at all. Ask anybody who smoked this, they're going to tell you right now, it gets you really high, and it's a fraction of the cost. It's delivered to your door, it's legal, and we save you another 25% off. Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, an additional 25% off. It's already affordable, it's already legal, shipped to your door. What's not to love? YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we?
We're going to ask some questions. If anybody would like to ask some of these athletes...
So just come up to the center. They're gonna have a mic. They have a microphone down there. They're gonna have somebody.
Do you want me to just go down there with this one?
Sure.
I had a question. Please. I got one question.
There's a wireless mic.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, did you see my online fight when I beat up that fat nigga?
I did see that.
It was easy work, but like, what'd you see? Were you like, oh, that was easy work? He was like, oh, he fight with his hands down. He shouldn't do no shit like that.
I mean, I can't. I give you pointers after we fight. Yeah, after we fight, I give you all the pointers, bro. I saw everything you did wrong.
But that was my first fight ever. Was you like, oh, nigga, I'm gonna kill that nigga?
No, I didn't. I don't think like that, bro. I think like that about everybody. Everybody I look at, I think that. You gotta think like that, bro.
This is a sick Negro.
This is a lot of happy people up here. We have some questions. What's your name, sir?
Robert Patton.
The owner of Sheath fucking underwear. The Sheath stage right here that we're on. Woo!
What is your question for these athletes, sir?
Go. Okay, so I'm curious how Alex Stein and Mike Harrington got a beef enough to fight here at this LSU.
Yeah, well, he said that I was fighting for Logan Paul's promotion to Zone, and I got canceled because I had a Muslim opponent and I threw hot dogs on him.
And no, and they said it was haram. And yes, yes. And honestly, I mean,
meanwhile, Harrington's begging for you to throw hot dogs at him.
Well, I know, but the thing is 9/11 was an inside job, so I'm not mad at him for his Islamic faith. There were turkey dogs, and they still canceled my fucking bitch ass. So Harrington is going around saying that I purposely canceled the fight on myself. So, you know, that's why, listen, I'm not a bitch ass. I'm going to go in the ring. He's going to hit me. I'm going to hit him back, but I'm going to knock his ass out to prove to all you guys at Primetime 99, pimp on a blimp, I love to fuck bitches and knock motherfuckers out in the ring, all right? So you guys are going to know, people are going to know when I'm done with this that I'm a real ass N-word, if you know what I mean. There you go.
Say it, say it, say it, say it.
No.
Okay. We have another question from the audience. Go ahead, sir.
All right, this question's for Butterly.
But I thought it was a hot woman. Hold on. I think my glasses are off.
When you get closer, it starts to show.
Quick question for you. Do you want to go to Jamaica after this?
You.
In the wrong light, this is like Michelle Pfeiffer.
When you become Lewis's dad, how long are you going to ground him for?
See, that's the thing. You look at a guy like Lewis and you go, "How this guy, he needed punishment in his life. He needed structure." And I'm saying, that's behind us now, dude. It's time to grow. It's time to heal. So as long as your chores are done, dude, you're allowed out every night.
Anyone else? Another question from the audience. Go ahead, man.
Not so funny, but I think Lewis has like 20 pounds on you, Butterly.
Yeah, that's not great.
How do you think, how are you going to deal with his power? Because I think he's going to hit you hard.
Yeah, no, it's going to be devastating.
You know, I had considered briefly that Lewis might punch me.
Wait, you guys are going to be the same weight, though.
Yeah, 205 is what we agreed on. But I'm 205 right now. I'll weigh 195 come the actual fight.
Well, then, yeah, that's the same weight. So
how much,
do
you weigh now?
I'm 195 right now. Yeah. I'll weigh whatever. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Wait, what did you just say about Lewis?
He looks bigger than that.
I think he looks really fit and better than I've ever seen him, actually.
I weigh 207 right now, something like that.
He's usually a fat bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's actually nice about forcing Lewis to lose all this weight? First of all, I care about him, dude. I want this guy to fucking live, you know?
This is bullshit right here. That is bullshit.
How many of these chronically ill dickheads are you watching on stage? Like, damn, I hope he makes it to the next Skankfest. I just got five more years out of this guy.
Zach.
But now that he's lost all the weight, I stand next to him and I go, that's kind of a little fella. He looks more like a snack now.
Another question. Is it
a little bit of sidetrack? Who's going to have better walkout music and a walkout ritual?
That's a great point.
Wow.
That is a great point. Do you know what you're walking out to?
I'm almost narrowed it all the way down.
Yeah. Do you want to save it for a surprise or?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm not going to fucking tell you my plan and then, like, you guys see my walkout? No, dude. Let's make it cool.
Yeah, no, it'll be a surprise. I have a great walkout planned.
Another question.
Now, this is an ugly guy, Lewis.
It's a girl. This time it's a real girl. She's up close. No mustache. Go ahead.
Fuck yes.
Thank you. This question's for Lewis. What is Dylan contributing to Gas Digital at this point? Oh, as he celebrates.
Wait, Lewis, I can answer that. Nothing.
I'd like to hear the answer to this. Dylan doesn't actually work for Gas Digital anymore. Dylan is a comedian here for the festival. He's not working the festival. He's just hanging out and partying, and he's part of Team Rattlesnake. He comes out and he trains with us. Dylan's a fucking good dude. And look, dude, Wiggers, they suck just in general, like inherently. And both Crack, Umiko, and Dylan, they're both my friends, and I'm glad to have them in my life.
Pussy!
Wow. Corporate Louis J. Gomez, everybody.
I was just trying to be... My ex-producer tried to cancel me. I have to kiss these losers' asses now.
I thought that was really nice, Louis. Next guy, next question. Go ahead.
All right. Which performance-enhancing drugs will each of you be using before the fight?
I thought about it, dude. I really thought about fucking taking steroids and getting fucking jacked. But I can't afford my balls to be any smaller or my personality to be any more angry.
The last one is the one you need to worry about.
That's it.
But, like, really, we're not drug testing for this, right?
Are we?
I mean, I love how you're bringing it up. There's no fucking steroid on the planet that's going to do a fucking thing for your fat ass.
I think you'd be surprised.
Harrington pissed hot for Ozempic. The fight's off.
Anyone else? Better wrap this up, so get your questions in. Okay. Go ahead.
The arms on that
Mika,
guy.
Do you think that you're going to utilize body shots to take down Dennis?
Yeah, he's gay. I'm going to knock him out.
Hell yeah.
I got a question.
Jamar, go ahead.
In the fight, did you see anything that I did kind of... Wait, did you see anything that I did that was kind of good? Like, oh, okay.
You know what, yo? You kind of move like a boxer sometimes. Like sometimes. Like sometimes the way you step, it looked like how a boxer would do it. It does. It honestly does.
I'm an actor. I watch this full season 2. It's on Hulu.
Check him out.
I can act like a...
Do one more question.
What was that comeback? Go ahead.
Sorry.
This is my first Skank Fest, and I managed to see all of these guys. And I know. Naeem's a shit. Lewis,
I think,
looks way more jacked than any of us were expecting in this person.
Thank you, Donnie.
And I think this is going to be a great one, but especially Tim Butterly, he's way too humble. I'm scared for Lewis, and I want him to honestly answer who would win in a jiu-jitsu match.
Tim would kill me in a jiu-jitsu match. Yeah, he's really, really good at jiu-jitsu, and I'm an old man with shitty knees.
Yeah, it's just me and Rogan, I think. That's it.
No, Tim. Look, Tim's really. Me and Tim have trained together before. Tim's great at jiu-jitsu, and yeah, he would fucking wipe the floor with me at jiu-jitsu, and I'll admit that. But it's not jiu-jitsu; it's fucking boxing, and I think that I'm working harder than him.
And he grew up around dope fiends, bro. You gotta watch your back, bro. He grew up around dope fiends. He grew up around motherfuckers on heroin and shit like that. Oh. That's nuts.
Lewis grew up with a dope fiend.
I was raised by dope fiends.
I got a question. Yeah. You think I should take the clip down?
No, you won. Fuck no. That's a win, bro. That's a W. Leave that up there for life. That's nice.
All right, cool. Yeah. I got a question for Danny. If my walkout music plays, but instead of me, it's Brian Six, what would you do?
God damn. I would say just get the bail money ready.
Damn. Look, we're going to wrap this up.
Yep. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, please.
Let's say I've grown from that fight.
I'm sure you're sharp. You're probably sharper than that now. It's fine. We're going to have fun, bro. It's going to be beautiful.
Shit.
We're going to have fun.
Look, I'll tell you right now, I'm very confident in Team Rattlesnake's chances.
No, you
there.
Are.
I am. Oh, I am. I really am. Like, you want to do one face-off with each guy real quick before we get out of here?
Yeah, sure.
And then we're going to go down to the ring. Today we're doing our open workouts, Team Rattlesnake open workouts. Tomorrow, Team Butterly's doing their open workouts. I'm excited about this, guys. Grab your tickets. Carnival of Combat.
Yeah, where do you get the tickets?
CarnivalofCombat.com. Grab them now. There's going to be a pay-per-view as well. It'll be also on CarnivalofCombat.com. So if you can't be in Florida. And then also, if you guys want to fight in Carnival of Combat, if you can be in St. Petersburg, Florida, or if you live in that area, email submit to Ellis@gmail.com. And yeah, we're looking for people to box.
Send in your video of you shadow boxing or hitting a heavy bag for at least 3 minutes. How old you are, how tall you are, how much you weigh.
And we're doing a lot of other fights. So we're obviously doing like the blindfolded fight and the musical chairs and the piñata, but we've added other things. We're doing a virgin fight with a virgin. The winner gets to fuck a porn star. We're doing...
We've done that.
We've done that. We're doing Indian Death Strap. We're doing a bunch of fun shit. So it'll be great. So send in those videos.
Also, if you want to be in the sock fight today, hit me up. It's like you got one sock on and
the
other sock.
You wear long socks, and then you have to wrestle the socks off of the other person. Whoever wrestles both socks off the other person wins. We're preferably looking for hot chicks or hot dudes.
Why would you?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch unhot people.
He's just saying that to corporate Lewis again.
If you're a seriously big fat fuck, you better sign up for that shit.
Yeah, that too.
Cool.
Make sure you wear a G-string too.
All right, that's it, guys. We're going to put this out as a real-ass podcast as well, so thanks for being here. And that's that.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks make for sure you fucking watch this thing.
Alex's wife is a whore.
That's all, folks.